But this morning, I want to share with you another level of prayer, another aspect of prayer called prophetic prayer. What is that? Prophetic prayer is a prayer not original for our needs. It's original from God. That means that prayer is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Pray through us. And this type of prayer, prophetic prayer, is very powerful because we know we are praying according to God's will. So this prayer, born from man, originate from man, our needs are one. But prophetic prayer is inspired and born by the Holy Ghost, born by heaven, praying through us. All right? Let me give you an example of what is prophetic prayer. Come with me to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1. Everybody say prophetic prayer. Only five, the rest of you. How many of you would like to say prophetic prayer? How many of you need a breakthrough in your prayer life? Come on, let's be more excited. This is the word of God, the truth that sets you free. You watch football, you're excited. You come to church. 1 Samuel chapter 1 is a story about a man called Elkanah. Everybody say Elkanah. He has two wives, Peninnah and Hannah. The Bible says Peninnah had many children, but Hannah was barren. Now understand, in those days and culture and context, a married woman is expected to bear children. When the married woman is barren, it's like a stigma, a shame, a reproach. It's something horrible and terrible. And worse still, in this household, there's the other wife of the same husband had many children. I'm sure every time the other wife gave birth, she would go depressed. Hannah would be depressed, maybe suicidal. I do not know. But she did something right. Everybody say she did something right. She went to the house of God in verse 7. It says, the Bible says, so year by year, she went to the house of God to pray. That she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. Underline year by year. Say year by year. Every year she goes to the temple once a year and she expects a miracle. She come back, 9 months pass, 1 year pass, she still have her period. We do not know how long she prayed, but she didn't have a breakthrough. Now, understand Hannah's prayer is all about her need, her shame, her reproach, and the competition with the other wife. One day, everybody say one day, she went to the temple to pray as usual, but her prayer was very different. Why was it different? Let's look at her prayer. The day when she went to the house of God, I believe she received an inspiration. She received what I call a prophetic prayer from heaven, and she began to pray a very unique, unusual prayer. She said, O Lord of hosts, if you indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me. How many people would like God to remember you? Two hands only. All right. How many people would like God to remember you? Can I see your hand, please? Hannah prayed, Lord, remember me and not forget your maidservant. Not forget a maidservant, a male child. Then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life and no razor shall come upon his head. What she prayed was very unique and unusual because she needed a child. And she said, God, if you give me a male child, very specific, I will give him to be a Nazarite, to be a servant all the days of his life. Now, why I say, is it very unique, very unusual? Any parents here? Can I see your hand? Any parents here would like to give your child to the Lord at a very small, young age? You know, when my son left us at 17 to go to America to study, it was very difficult. Now, I can imagine how difficult Hannah was, all right? Now, suddenly she had a breakthrough. Say breakthrough. God answered her prayer. Why? See, her prayer no longer selfish-centered prayer. Her prayer was more concerned for God's kingdom, God's need. And she was saying basically, I surrender this child to you so that you can use this child for your purpose, for your kingdom, for your assignment. Her focus is no longer on me, I, and myself. It's on God's will, God's kingdom, and God's purpose. Write this down. If you meet God's needs, do you know God has needs? Sounds very unusual. If you meet God's need, God will grant the desires of your heart. The need of God at that moment was the nation of Israel was going down in spiritual darkness. The prophetic voice was rare. Vision was rare. God needed a prophetic voice. God needed to raise a prophet. So he was looking for a womb where a male child could be born. And he used Hannah's prayer. The moment she prayed that prophetic prayer, she got a breakthrough. She conceived and Samuel was born. How many of you know God never shortchanged you? Everything you surrender to God, your life, your time, your talent, your treasure, God will never shortchange you. She started with no children, with zero. She got one, Samuel. She gave it to the Lord and God blessed her with another 5 children. Say, wow. Breakthrough. Say, breakthrough prayer. I don't know whether this morning you have prayers that you prayed for so long. You have been asking God for something, but it has not happened. Can I see your hand? All right, the rest don't pray. And I'm sure there are some prayers in your life. It takes a long time to be answered. Some immediate, some take a long time. There are various steps of prayer. Prayer of faith, you pray only once. There's prayer of perseverance. There's a prayer of knocking. You keep on knocking until the door is open. So there's something you pray, not because you lack of faith, but something that God wants to develop in you. All right? I remember praying for my mom's salvation. I travel around the world. I'm basically an evangelist, a preacher, and I see people saved all over the world. But my own mom, my own mother, was so difficult. I prayed for her for more than 20 years, and I give up. Anybody here have a member of your family you're praying for salvation? Can I see your hand? All right. How many of you here would not put up your hand no matter what I ask, and it does concern you? Maybe you have pain in your hand. Let me pray for you first. Now, I won't eat you. It's not a trick question. I just want your response so it won't be boring. Do I hear an amen? Nobody sleeps in my meeting. And if they do, I baptize them with my spit. No, I don't. Okay, so I was praying for my mother for more than 20 years. And I want to be honest with you, I give up. Now, not only I prayed, I tried everything under the sun. I brought preacher, I preached to her. I did everything I could and I came to the conclusion that she's the only one on earth that will not get saved. So life goes on, and one day, the Spirit of God spoke to my heart that my mother's time was short. When the Lord said to me, my mother's time was short, I understood what He meant. I continued praying. I took up the prayer for my mom's salvation. And I still remember one morning I was praying for her. Now, she's healthy, she's well, she's just a normal mother. She had 10 children, I'm the youngest. And I remember praying one morning, I said, God, I was kind of desperate. And I prayed, God, even at her deathbed, give her an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ. When I prayed that prayer, when I heard myself praying that prayer, I was amazed. And really surprised. Why? Because my mom was healthy. Well, why am I praying that at her deathbed, she will receive Jesus? Isn't that amazing? Suddenly I knew that this prayer was not inspired by myself, but it's inspired by the Holy Spirit. Shortly after I prayed that prayer, she fell sick and she was totally bedridden. She was bedridden for 6 months. Before she passed away. And 2 months before she passed away, exactly what I prayed, the prophetic prayer, she accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Give Jesus a wonderful clap offering. Right now, I want to pray for you. Those of you, you are praying for something for so long, you don't have a breakthrough. Maybe salvation of the loved ones or whatever. Stand to your feet right now. I want to pray for you that you have this new grace, new level of prayer anointing to be released. It's not the end of the service, all right? It's just the beginning, all right? Don't be fooled by asking you to. All right? I just want to pray for you. Now, whatever your prayer needs are, just like Hannah, year by year, just like my mom's salvation, year by year, there was no answer, no breakthrough. Would you just bring before God that prayer request again. And I'm going to pray for you that God will inspire you, will lead you how you can pray so that you can have a breakthrough. How you can pray prophetic prayer over whatever needs and problem and situation in your life. Just leave your prayer request right now to God. I don't talk about prayer, I pray and I lead people to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we come before your throne of grace like Hannah. We pray this morning that you remember us. You will remember our prayer. Lord, many of us have prayers that we have prayed for a long time, and many of us even have given up. But this morning, Lord, under the unction and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we want to bring back this prayer before you. We ask, Lord, just that Hannah received a prophetic prayer and she got breakthrough in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, I pray and impart unto your people the prophetic unction, the prophetic prayer, that they will pray, they will pray, they will pray, and they will have breakthrough, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. Just receive it. Just receive it, even as you pray for a piece of land, just as you pray for a property for your own church. And God will teach you how to pray, and you will see the fulfillment. You'll see the breakthrough. You'll see the blessings of God upon your life in the name of Jesus. Doors will be open, new connection, new grace, new favor coming upon your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Say, I receive. Say, I receive. You see, thank you, you may be seated. The confession of your mouth is very important. Words are creative, words are powerful. How many of you here, you're married and you're praying for a baby just like Hannah? Can I pray for you? Can you stand to your feet? You are married, you have been praying for a baby. There's nothing to be shy. We have seen many miracles, baby, in our ministry. Anybody else? Praying for a baby? Believing God for a baby? Most of you, I look at you, you are grandfathers. Some are great-grandfathers and great-grandmothers. So you don't need children. You need grandchildren and great-grandchildren. All right, shall we stretch our hands towards our dear sister here? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we know that what is not possible with man, it's possible with you. Lord, Father, I just thank you that you touch her and her husband, Lord. Whatever the medical report says, we thank you for the medical report, but we will believe the report of the Lord. The report says we are healed, we are blessed, and the fruit of our womb is blessed. Father, I declare her the fruit of her womb is blessed and grant her a baby, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Receive it right now. And everybody say, amen, amen. All right, let's move on. Thank you. Let's look at the book of Genesis chapter 24. Another story about how you pray prophetic prayer. Now, Genesis chapter 24 is about Abraham. Everybody say, Abraham. Abraham at this time is getting old. And he has a son called Isaac. So he told his oldest servant, come. Go to my native place. Go to my home place. Get a wife for my son. Now, in those days, arranged marriage, they do arrange marriage. By the way, I have a matchmaking ministry. There's a lot of, it's not a joke, it's real. There's a lot of single men and single ladies in the church, at least in Malaysia, I'm not sure about Australia, that are single. So they need somebody like me to match them. The only problem is those who send me their resume, most of them are ladies, which outnumbered men. So it's very sad because we don't practice polygamy. Okay, anyway, so Abraham told this servant, now I need you to go to the native place and look for a bride for Isaac. How many of you know that's a very difficult assignment? Don't you know this is a difficult assignment? Which girl will marry a man you have never met? Anybody would like to marry? How many of you married the person and you only saw that person on the wedding day? Unthinkable, right? And not only that, anyway, What I want to say to you, Daryl and Irene, is God is going to give you a new assignment, a new season, a new grace come upon your life. God's going to open up some new ministries for you. And all these trainings that have gone through will not be wasted. God has deposited so much into your life. And you're going to raise up sons and daughters, spiritual sons and daughters upon your life. And God's going to open up a new avenue, a new ministry. You're going to be like Aquila and Priscilla, together as husband and wife team, and minister to places and nations that God will send you. Get ready. God's going to give you a new pair of shoes. Hallelujah. Okay, come back to my story. So the servant says, it is a hard thing. But how many know the boss is always right? You cannot say no to your boss, to your employer. So Abraham took 10 camels, say 10 camels, a lot of goods, a lot of jewelry, on a journey to the native land of Abraham to look for a bride. Now, Abraham's servant realized this is a difficult journey. In fact, he didn't want to do it. So let's pick up Genesis chapter 24, please. All right, now when you go back, you read this wonderful chapter. It's a long chapter. Let's pick up as Abraham's servant took a long journey, took 10 camels, and then in verse 14, let's pick up from verse 12. It was evening time. In verse 11, he knelt down near the well. Okay, before I tell you, before we do this, now understand, in the Middle East, how many of you have been to Dubai? Israel. How many of you would like to go to Israel sometime, someday? May the Lord grant the desire of your heart. Now, in the desert condition, two things are very valuable and important. Number one, water. Number two, camel. Camel is their main mode of transport. In fact, if you own a camel, it's like owning a BMW. You are rich. Only rich people own a camel because it's a very expensive animal. All right? So what are the two things that are valuable in a desert condition? Water and camels. In fact, it is not only valuable, it's a necessity. You cannot survive without water and camel. All right? So here, Abraham with the 10 camels and a few others landed at the well, near the well. Now look what he prayed. Verse 12. Verse 11, he made his camel kneel down outside the city by the well of water at evening time, the time when women go out to draw water. And he says, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. In verse 14, he says, now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let down your pitcher that I may drink. And she says, drink, and I'll also give your camels a drink. Let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. By this I know that you have shown kindness to my master. All right, look at me. Do you think his prayer is unusual or usual? What was his prayer? He says, now he's a total stranger. He comes to a total strange land. He's meeting the ladies all will gather at evening to get water for cooking, washing, whatever. All right? So there are quite a few ladies there. So Abraham's servant landed at place and he prayed this prayer. He says, the girl who offered me drink. Now that is normal. That's not unusual. Right? Because offering a cup of water to a stranger is not unusual. It's a hospitality gift that they practice. But the second part of the prayer was unusual. She would offer to water and give to all those 10 camels. That is very unusual prayer. Why? All right, let me tell you. An average camel after a long journey drinks 200 liters of water per camel. Well, now, how many liter is this? It's half a liter? Half a liter, agree? An average camel, after a long journey, drinks how many liter? 200 liter. So one camel drinks 200 liter, which means 400 bottles of water. I told you just now that water is a very expensive commodity, and they don't have tap water, well water. Anybody experience well water? It's a hard work to pull water from the well. Now, giving you a cup of water, it's not a problem. Watering the 10 camels, if each camel is 400 bottles, 10 camels, 4,000 bottles of water like this. How many know it is too much? Now, this is a total stranger. And she did exactly what Abraham prayed. Abraham's servant prayed. Abraham's servant knew that was the girl God has chosen. How many of you know Abraham's servant had just prayed a prophetic prayer? Okay, put it in the right context so you can understand. Now, you're in Sydney. Imagine 10 of you drives 10 cars to Melbourne. Long journey. How many hours? 10 hours, all right? Assuming halfway through, this entourage of 10 cars stop in a little town. Or make it more exciting, stop near the pump station, the petrol station. You ran out of money, you ran out of gas, and you're extremely thirsty because you have come a long way. So all of 10 of you get up from the car, you look very tired, very thirsty, your tongue is coming out, no water, like you're going to die. So this total stranger looked at you, knew exactly you're very thirsty, so offered you some water, each one of you. How many of you know that's already extraordinary? I mean, you are a total stranger. And if a total stranger gives you each one a cup of water to drink, that is already wonderful, right? Do you think that stranger will also pump and fill up your gas tank? Bzz, bzz, bzz. Now, if that stranger do that, you know God sent him as an angel. It's not business as usual. So what I'm saying is Abraham's prayer was out of the ordinary. May I say Abraham's prayer, I believe he was inspired by God to pray that prophetic prayer so that he knows this is a girl God has chosen for Abraham. And guess what? If it's God, everything will turn out fine. So they approached this girl. Look, would you like to follow Abraham's servant back to marry Isaac? She never hesitated. And Isaac in the evening was looking for out and he saw the 10 camels coming back. This is a prophetic word. I don't know what you're praying. I don't know what you have released. I don't know what you have invested. I don't know what you have sent out. But I want to say to you, your camels are coming back. Your camels are coming back to bring the bride for your son. The camels are coming back with the return of your investment. The camels are coming back to say that your prayer has been answered. If you believe, say amen. If you believe that word is for you, say I receive. How many of you parents here, you have children that are not married, you're praying for your son or your daughter to get married? Stand to your feet. I want to pray for you. Now, I'm sure there are many. I look at your age, at your face. I know you have children. And are you married, sir? Not yet. What are you waiting? How young are you? 25. That's a good age. Sometime next year, around this time, you should get married. If you still cannot find, text me. I'll give you my email and my contact number, okay? You have a girlfriend? Kabo Shakarabasoko. Okay, anybody else? You have children? You want to stand? You want to get married? If you want, you can stand. I'm praying for a bride and a bridegroom. Whoever wants a bride and a bridegroom, stand to your feet, please. Okay. I won't look at you. Don't look at him, please. Anybody else? Okay. How many of you believe God can answer your prayer? Can I share something, parents? Start praying for your children's life partner young. I started praying for my son's life partner at age of 5. I'm still praying. He is 20 right now. You laugh, but time passes quickly. You see, let me say something about prayer. Prayer is depositing in the spirit realm. I use the word deposit. Everybody say deposit. Okay, let me see your hand. How many of you have been to an ATM machine to draw money? Aren't you glad when you put in your card, key in whatever, and money came out? Let's say your bank has only $100. your bank account. You go to the ATM machine and you want to withdraw 500. What happened? Reject. You won't get. You see, many times our Christian life, we want breakthrough, we want answer, but we got no time to pray. Prayer is depositing in the realm of the Spirit so that when you need to withdraw, there'll be money. Prayer is like water that goes up to the sky and forms the cloud. And when the water, the moisture is enough, the rain comes. Everybody wants rain, but nobody wants to send water and vapor up. You see, when you invest your time in prayer, it's never wasted. Your prayers, your giving, like Cornelius, were ascend to heaven. And God sent an angel to Cornelius in Acts 10. He began to have breakthrough. All the family was saved in one day. Amazing. All right? So, raise your hand, parents. Today is not the last time you pray. Continue praying. Continue praying. My prayer for my daughter-in-law is very simple. I want her to love God, love my son, love me and my wife. That's all. I think God is so confused. Today you want this girl like wave 6 inches, 6 feet. Anyway, let's lift our hands. Let's pray that God will send a godly man, a godly woman to your son, your daughter, whoever. Lord, Father, I just thank you. Just as it brought Rebecca to Isaac, I pray for our children. Lord, that you bring a godly man, a godly woman along their path. There will be divine connection. They'll be at the right place at the right time, meeting the right girl, just like Abraham's servant at the well, meeting the right girl at the right time at the right place. Father, I pray that what happened in Genesis chapter 24 story will also happen in our life, our children's life. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you release the answer to them right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive. Say, I receive. I receive. Say, I receive. Amen. You receive? You believe? Amen. Don't forget to invite me. All right, let's look at another passage in Luke chapter 22. Everybody say prophetic prayer. Turn with me to the book of Luke chapter 22. Are you enjoying this? Are you enjoying this? You must pray in tongues at least 1 hour every day. When you're cooking, when you're taking a shower, when you're doing gardening, when you're driving to work, don't curse the traffic, don't curse the Sydney traffic, don't curse the government, don't complain, just pray in tongues. Your complaint doesn't do anything. It makes you worse and depressed. Learn to give thanks. God dwells in the praises and thanksgiving. God doesn't dwell in complaining. You're very quiet. We have terrible traffic in Kuala Lumpur also. So when you have traffic jam and you are driving, don't be stressed out. Pray in tongues. I had a worship tape. We had a worship tape where we have songs of worship, pray in tongues, pray in the Spirit. Whew. Hallelujah. Aren't you excited to pray? You must enjoy prayer. When you see breakthrough and answers through your prayer life, it breeds more excitement to pray more. All right. Luke chapter 22. Here is Jesus praying a prophetic prayer for Peter. Matthew, Mark, Luke. All right. Now here was Peter before the incident happened. He says, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that you may sieve you as a wheat, but I have prayed for you. If I put there, I prayed a prophetic prayer for you that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Now we know the story how Peter denied Jesus 3 times. He backslided and he went back fishing. Remember how God restored him. Now Jesus was praying a prophetic prayer ahead, say ahead, before it happened. That is prophetic prayer. Prayer inspired by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit knows what's going to happen. In John 16, 13, it says, the Spirit of God will show you things to come. So you need the wisdom of God, the revelation of God to come upon our lives so we know how to pray, what to pray. So here, Jesus prayed a prophetic prayer for Peter before it happened. And what had happened is already covered in prayer. One morning, I told you my son is studying in America. One morning, about 3 o'clock, I got up and I had this tremendous burden for my son. I don't know what it is. I just got up. Parents, listen very carefully. I just got up about 3 o'clock in the morning and I just had this burden about my son, which is not usual. I don't get up every morning with a burden for my son. I mean, I miss him, but I don't have a burden. But suddenly there was this burden. I don't know what to pray. I don't know what he was going through. It was 3 o'clock in the morning in Malaysia time, and it's about 1 p.m. American time. All right. So I started praying tongues. Say praying tongues. For we do not know how we ought to pray as we should, but the Holy Spirit intercede through us. We don't know how to pray. Maybe you have a situation in your family, don't know how to pray. Maybe you have a son who is a drug addict, don't know how to pray. Maybe you're looking for a job for 6 months, 6 years, and you're still looking for a job, don't know how to pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. So I started praying the Holy Ghost. I started praying the Holy Ghost. About 50 minutes, 5-0, the burden lifted. The burden came when I got up and the burden lifted after praying in tongues. Not in understanding because I don't know what to pray. The next day, I call him up. I say, son, what's happening? He says, Dad, I actually wanted to call you. You know, when I drove this yesterday, and you know, I overtook a vehicle and I didn't see the oncoming. I don't know how I missed it. And I checked the time. It was just before it happened that Holy Spirit awakened me to pray. It's so important to pray, to pray, to pray. You know, we pray every day for our son. We don't know what he's going through. He's in America. You know, one time, he likes scuba diving. So he went to scuba diving. And one time he went to scuba diving, he was not well. He was not feeling well. But because in America, when you go scuba diving, you have to go in a team. You cannot go alone. So if you quit, the rest have to come up. So they're already in the water, 3 feet, 6 feet. And he was feeling very drowsy. He was not well. And while he was going down the water, suddenly he saw the other scuba diver swimming towards him. So he just stretched out his hand, and this scuba diver, part of the team, grabbed hold of his hand, and the next thing was he blacked out. Can you imagine you are scuba diving in the deep water and you black out? When he told us such stories, oh my God. And I can tell you many, many stories that are very close encounter. But I tell you, your prayer covers your children. Parents, you need to pray for your children every day. You need to pray for your grandchildren every day. Don't take it for granted. They are the target of the enemies. Amen. So, prophetic prayer. Everybody say prophetic prayer. It's a very powerful prayer, all right? How do you move into prophetic prayer? Pray in tongues, as I said. And secondly, God will give you spontaneous thoughts. What to do? What to do? All right, let me tell you two stories and I will close. When my son was conceived in the mother's womb, so about 2 months. So we're not sure. And she missed a period. She didn't have a period. So we suspected that she could be pregnant. So we went to see a gynecologist. His name is Pastor Dr. Chiu Wen Chi. How many know about this man? He's now pastoring a great church, about 3,000 people in Malaysia. And we are part of the church there. All right. He's my personal friend. And so we went to see him. He did a check on Christina, my wife, confirmed she's pregnant. But he said something, I don't like your pregnancy. So he examined her and he told us that this pregnancy is 50-50 chance of survival. So we went back. He asked us to come back the following week. So we went back the following week and she went through all the examination. And I still remember at his clinic, he held our hands, three of us. He's a pastor and also a gynae at the same time. He held our hands and prayed. And he told us that now it's only 40% chance of survival. Any parents here? You know, as a father, I wanted a child so badly. And we just trust God. So we went back. Actually, he wanted to hospitalize my wife immediately, but we were not prepared. So I went back home. I don't know what to do, what to pray. What do you do? Kelabasoko. Thank God for the Holy Ghost prayer. 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, when you pray in tongues, your spirit man pray. You're not praying to anything. You're praying directly to God. You have access. That's the password. What's the password? 1 Corinthians 14:2. You connect with God and then you can download. You cannot download until you are connected, right? What a revelation. In fact, I've written a book called Download from God. You see, a lot of things we do, we didn't download from God. We must know His assignment, His pattern, His ways, His thoughts, so that when we move according to His ways, His will, His purpose, His timing, you see things happen. Amen? So here I was praying in tongues. I don't know what to do. Suddenly, it's like a spontaneous thought. What is spontaneous thoughts? Thought that you never think of. It just come to you. Suddenly, I receive a scripture, James 1:5. So I turn to James 1:5. It says, every good gift, every perfect gift is from the Father of light, where there is no variation or shadow of turning. How many of you believe that pregnancy is a gift from God? Every child, every baby that is in the womb is a gift from God. There is no life until God breathes life. So the moment conception takes place, there is life. So abortion is murder. And those who do abortion actually murdered the child. You wouldn't have murdered a five-year-old son, but you're murdered at 5 months. It's the same. I say it's the same. It's still murder. Okay, anyway, I don't want to enter into that realm. But I began to pray, God, I thank you. And I lay hands on my wife's stomach. I said, you are a good and perfect gift. I didn't know at 2 months she was discharging black blood and actually the doctor, the gynae, could not detect any heartbeat. The baby actually died. He didn't know how to tell us. So I went back. I just prayed, Lord, this is a good and perfect gift. Somehow God raised that little child back. Between 6 to 9 months, the head of the baby is not growing. The gynae says the placenta is not healthy, it's not functioning, it's not feeding the baby. The head of the baby, I've been monitoring from 6 months to about 9 months, it's not growing. Isn't that exciting? So with that kind of prognosis, you know that this child will be born deformed, retarded, according to medical report. But I went back home, I choose to believe the report of the Word of God. You see, I wish I have another 1 hour. Listen to this. We live on the physical world based on facts and figures. But there is another world called the spirit world, which is based on the Word of God, the truth. There's two laws that operate on the earth, the natural law and the spiritual law. Just like aeroplane and gravity. Do you know gravity? That's where we all seated, right? The aeroplane is on the runway. Is under the subjection of the law of gravity. So as it goes, it's still under the subject. Until it hit a certain speed, and a certain acceleration, there's a thrust. And it moves on to this plane called the law of flight or the law of aerodynamics. And when the aeroplane hits that law of flight, it takes off. And now the law of gravity got no longer hold on the aeroplane because the aeroplane is operating on a higher law. All right? Now, this is the natural law. But there is a supernatural spiritual law which is higher and greater and will always overrule the natural law. The natural law says you are sick. The spiritual law says by the stripes of Jesus you are healed. The natural law says you don't have money in the bank and you are in need. The spiritual law says Jehovah Jireh is my provider. So which one do you believe? Which one do you lock yourself in? So I choose to lock myself in that my child, my baby in the womb is a good and perfect gift. I begin to declare it. I begin to lay hands. You see, you must speak. That's where your miracle comes. Your miracle is in your mouth. So we began to declare God's word. We began to have prophetic word. When he was born, I was amazed. He's a totally normal, perfect baby. And the best part is, he looks like me. Well, God has a way to prove that he did a miracle, all right? I went to uni at 20. He went to uni at 17. He graduated at 20. In fact, it's a four-year course in America. He finished in 3 years. Not too bad, right? He was a top in class in his faculty. He got a medal. And he's only 20. So he wanted to do law. In America, law and medicine is a post-grad. You must have a basic degree before you can do law and medicine, right? So it's terrible, right? So, and he was in Dallas. He wanted to study in this prestigious, high-class, famous law school in Dallas. And he was accepted. He was accepted by three universities, but he only wanted this particular university in Dallas. There was another university in Oklahoma, law school, that he was also accepted. So he was very happy that he accepted in this university called SMU in Dallas. The fees is very cheap. It's only $55,000 a year. Very cheap. $55,000. Not Australian, not ringgit, not rupees, not rupiah, but $55,000. Very cheap, right? Very cheap for God. Because God, in heaven, the roads are not gold-plated, pure gold, am I right? I mean, our God is rich, he can provide. I don't have the money, but I have access to the money. So I told my son, no problem, you want to study that, Jehovah Jireh will provide. He has provided for you the last 3 years in uni and everything, and he will provide for you. I absolutely got no worry because I have the faith to believe God. All right? So he was very happy. And then one morning, we were praying together and we were reading the word. I come across Isaiah 48:17. That morning, three of us, my wife and my son, through the WhatsApp call, we were reading the book of Isaiah 48. We came to verse 17. Let's look at Isaiah 48 verse 17 as we close. All right? Isaiah 48 verse 17. I think the slide is there. All right, thank you. It says, thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I'm the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you the way you should go. How many of you would like God to teach you to profit and lead you in the way you should go? Do you know our God is a great God? He can teach you about investment. He can teach you how to profit. Do you believe that? Can I share a testimony before the main one, all right? Okay. Many years ago in Malaysia, I had a little bit savings. And the Spirit of God spoke to my heart, go and buy Australian dollar. The time Australian dollar was quite low. So with this little savings, I bought Australian dollar and put the Australian dollar in a fixed deposit, term deposit. Is it okay? Look at me, so strange. Preacher, teach on investment. Yes. Everything that pertains life is in the Word of God. So, do you know our God is a very practical God? So I did, and I saw the Australian currency start to go up and up and up and up. Wow, it was wonderful because I bought it cheap and now it's going up. And after some time, the Spirit of God says, sell now. So I sold it. I got a term deposit interest plus the increase of the difference of the currency exchange rate. Isn't that wonderful? No sweat. No need to work. God can teach you. God can teach you to profit and lead you in the way you should go. So with that morning when we read that scripture, I told my son, son, I know you have decided to go to this Dallas University for law, and I absolutely got no problem that God will provide the money. 3 years times three without including the living expenses. Isn't that exciting? So I said, no problem. My God will provide. So as we read that scripture, I felt it was quickened to me. So I said, son, I'm going to pray this prayer for you, this one for you. I said, you have decided, and it's no problem, but why don't you put on neutral gear? Sometimes we cannot know God's will when we already decided what to do. We decided to marry that girl. Why do you want to seek God? You already decided, right? You decided to take up that job. But how many know God knows the future? God knows the future that we don't know. That's why we need to trust Him. So I said, surrender to God. Put on the neutral gear. All right? Ask God, seek God, which university you should go. I always believe that there is a right place, right university, right person, right door, right life partner, right church. At the same time, there is a wrong place, wrong person, wrong church, wrong job. So I began to pray and release that, and we finished. For 1 week, I was telling my wife, I don't know, it's very strange, but I feel in my heart that our son needs to study in Oklahoma University. I don't know. And Oklahoma University has been very favorable to him, waived his application fees, offered him a scholarship, and he went there and saw the campus. He liked it, but he still wants to choose Dallas University. I said, no problem. So for 1 week, I was telling my wife, somehow I felt our son needs to go there. But he already made up his mind. He's a type when he makes up his mind, no devil, no mommy, no daddy, no person can change his mind. You know what I mean? So a week later, he called me up one morning. Not our usual time. We have a fixed time where we pray together and talk. He suddenly called me. He says, Dad, this morning when I got up, I just felt to take out the calculator. And I studied at Oklahoma University, and actually they specialize in oil and gas law. And I went to the campus. I really like it, the facilities, everything there. You know, this morning I just felt in my heart I should choose and accept Oklahoma University than the Dallas University. When he said that, I just felt like heavens opened. I just felt that such glory, such joy that I cannot describe. It's not because I save a lot of money. It's because I know He is in God's will, God's place, God's time. That is more important than all the money in the world. You can be a millionaire and a billionaire and in the wrong place, in the wrong time, with the wrong people and be miserable. Are you there? Say prophetic prayer. Prophetic prayer, it's very powerful. You will see 100% of your prayer answered. How many of you want to see 100% of what you prayed answered? Stand to your feet right now. Isn't that exciting? Today, you ask God to move you to a new level of prayer. If prayer has been boring, if prayer has never hit the target, the bullseye, you have come to the right place. God wants to take you in 2019 to a higher level of prayer where you can see 100% breakthrough and success. Are you ready for that prayer? Amen? Let's lift our hands to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Korya raba saka ya raba shaka ya raba sonto. Kililibi saka raba sokorya baba shata. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. Korya baba saka raba shaka. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, this morning, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your grace, your favor, your mercy. Your word is eternal. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall remain. Father, I pray that this morning that your people will move to a new level of prayer called prophetic prayer. They'll move into a realm of prayer that they've never experienced before, Father. Lord, I just thank you. Korya Baba Saka. Lord, take Pastor Paul Kim to another level of your walk and encounter with you that has never experienced. I see that God's going to enlarge your faith, enlarge your territory, enlarge your ministry, enlarge your anointing. And it's going to bless you and cause an enlargement to come upon your life. That even this year, He's going to take you to a new level. That what have been praying and believing God that has not materialized, you begin to see the hand of God move. You begin to see things that are happening, the things that you dream of and pray of for many years. God's begin to put the pieces together. And I declare to you today, Rehoboth. Rehoboth, God will make room for you. And God will cause you to be fruitful in this land. Shilabasaka yarabasaka. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this man of God that you have placed here and raised here for such a time as this. Lord, that you'll cause a prayer movement. You'll cause a revival. You'll cause, Lord, mission to be raised up in this church. And Father, even as they're praying for their own property, Lord, I pray that this year, Lord, what they have conceived, what they have been pregnant with, were able to give birth, Lord. Lord, slowly but surely, Father, we give you praise, we give you glory for many great things you're going to do in this house, in this place, Father. Anoint your servant and use him for your glory. And those that are around here, Father, I thank you, Lord, their lives will not be the same. And this year will be the greatest year of their life. And we know that the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen. One last word. The previous time you've been eating crumbs that fall from the table, like the Syrophoenician woman. And eating the crumbs that fall on the table is good. The daughter who is demon-possessed was healed. But God, 2019, is inviting you to sit at the table, to eat with the king. Psalms 23, you prepare a table in the midst of my enemy. My cup overflows. You're going to experience overflow this year. No longer just eating crumbs that fall on a table, but you're going to sit on the table and eat the whole loaf of bread. And Jesus says, healing is children's bread. Provision is children's bread. Breakthrough is children's breath. And whatever you need in this life is in the table. God is inviting you, 2019, to sit at the table, no more crumbs. Give Jesus a wonderful clap offering. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Wonderful. Good word. Wonderful word. We receive it. Blessed. What I'll do is we'll close the main part of the service. But we will have the ministry of, prophetic personal prayer ministry by the Pastor Paul. Not this Paul, but the other Paul, Pastor Paul. I'll assist him. Yeah, we'll have it there. When you have coffee and tea, maybe you take it outside if you need to talk so that we respect. You know, when the Holy Spirit moves in a room, it's very important that we all aware of God's move. In the corner, if there are different action going, it really sort of lifts the anointing, okay? So if you take coffee, you go outside and have fellowship, but inside, we're going to have time of ministry. If you can get the musicians out, just gently play, behind. So we'll just close the main part of the service. So the Lord bless you. May you pray prophetic prayers. Pray on target. May this year be a year of great breakthrough. I feel we're hearing this over and over again this year, isn't it? It means that God has something for you. You've been pushing. Breakthrough is at hand. Amen. All right, we're going to, the Lord bless you. One coffee, you're dismissed. We're going to sing one song, and we're going to open up the floor for ministry. Worthy of praise, okay. And church one more time.
Sit down in the presence of God. Just take a seat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to be like a Deborah. They will speak to Barak. They are young people who don't have vision, don't have purpose, like Barak. And God will release a prophetic word through you. A Deborah, a mother of Israel. There's a spiritual aspect of your life that is prophetic. And even in the wee hours of the morning, God will wake you up. There are times at the wee hours, God will wake you up to pray, to intercede. And you will know the will of God, how to pray. You will know the wisdom of God, how to pray. God wants to sharpen the prophetic gifting upon your life. And you have an eyes for detail. The others will look at the forest and the trees, but you look at the leaves. And many times, details are very important. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you that you use our dear sister in a powerful way, Lord. That God will use you to realign what is out of line. God will use you to bring people into the will of God when they are not in the will of God. Father, I just thank you for the grace to be released, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Is there somebody here you're applying for some visa, something that needs approval? Is there somebody here? Just stand to your feet. Anybody else? Well, what are you applying? Okay. Okay, let's believe God. You believe God can do a miracle? Okay, let's stretch our hands. You have double portion today, huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Lord, that you do a miracle. Lord, you fix up whatever needs to fix up, whatever visa, Lord, the husband needs or what she needs, Father. I thank you. Let it be approved in the name of Jesus. No more delay, Father. No more delay in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. Receive it right now. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Karabashoko yarabasata. Let's just lift our hands and just pray and dance for a while. Shurobo shakaya raba. Oh Jesus. Jesus. Kuria raba raba sokoya raba santa laba laba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Kuya raba baba baba shanta raba kaba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Raba baba 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 shakaya raba sokorobo. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I give you praise. I give you glory. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I just see like honey that flows out of your mouth. And what the Lord is saying is this, that there are ladies that are wives that are broken. They are going through emotional problem and many things through their life, that God's going to bring you to bring a word of life, healing, refreshing, just like honey that will sweeten bitter experiences and wound in people's life. And you're going to be like a gentle surgeon that just cut away what is not of God and begin to pour the balm of Gilead that brings healing and deliverance upon people's life. Thank you, Lord. Rosha Karabasata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You've been praying, Lord, I don't know what to do, Lord, with the remaining years of my life. I just want to serve you. And God's going to open up ministries and people that are going to bring along your path that you can minister to. I see you at times you're going to, over the phone, that you're going to counsel, you're going to speak the word, and you're going to speak even prophetically to their lives. And they're going to say, how do you know, doctor? How do you know what I'm going through? That you will know that this is what God is using you. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Right now, hallelujah. Is there a parent here right now? You have a difficult child in your house. I'm not referring to you. I know you have a difficult child. You are included, but this word of knowledge is just more than for her. Anybody else? Just stand to your feet right now. Just stand to your feet. Let me just share a quick testimony. You know, every person born in this world is a sinner. Right? All of us are born sinner. My son was an angel when he was born, as I shared. But when he turned 11, he became very rebellious, very difficult. Can you imagine three of us traveling? We travel full time. We homeschool him. We travel full time and we'll sit in front, three of us, and he will stand in the middle of us. When he turned 11, he became very rebellious. He didn't want to worship God. He didn't want anything to do with God. During worship time, he would just do this and look around. You know how embarrassing for us parents, and both of us are preachers? So I'll call him. I said, Asher, come here. I said, why are you so proud? Do you know you're a miracle baby? If you open your mouth to worship God, the gold in your mouth will drop off. Why are you so proud? Have you speak to a tree? No reply, no response. As husband and wife, we really do not know what to do with him. We were so difficult. One day, God sent a prophet. Said, your son, he will turn around at 14. He didn't want Bible study. He didn't want the word. He didn't want prayer. He didn't want God. Can you imagine? He's brought up in the house of two preachers. He had attended more meetings, more conference, more word of God than anything else. But at 11, it became very difficult. So God says at 40, he's going to turn around. Do you know it's a long time? When 1 month, you have a difficult situation. 1 month is long. 1 year is long. 4 years is very long. But true to God's word, we begin to pray and fast for him. Exactly at 14, he had an encounter with God. His life turned around. He began to fast and pray on his own accord. He go to prayer meeting at 16. He goes to prayer meeting. He has to take a train. And one conference, I saw her leading worship with my wife on the stage. Kneeling down, leading worship and crying. When I saw him, I cried because I know where he was. And now where he is. So I want to encourage you parents, you may have a difficult child. Don't give up. Don't give up. One touch from God, they are turned around. Amen? Can we just believe God with these precious people here? Thank you, Lord. Rabba sakaya rabba shakaraba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, I just pray for parents here who have a difficult child, Father. Lord, sometimes as parents, we really don't know what to do. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Father, wherever they are, Lord, whether in a pub, whether they are drinking, whether they are backslidden, whether they are in immorality, Lord, you know where to look for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that the Holy Spirit, you touch them wherever they are, that they will have a personal encounter with you and their lives will be turned around. Turn around, Lord. Turn around. Turn around in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you that you bless these parents. Lord, they will be well and they're going to see the goodness of God touching their son, their daughter for your glory. In the name of Jesus. Everybody say, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's a situation in your home church that is difficult. And I felt the Spirit of the Lord is saying, don't give up. And you and your husband sometimes have been discouraged. Sometimes like you just want to throw in the towel. But God says, don't give up. Because God's about to move. And he's about to vindicate you and your husband. That you're going to see the provision of God. You'll see the goodness of God. Even your daughter coming here to study has been difficult. But God has opened the door. You see the hand of God's provision. The hand of God upon your life. God remembers you and your husband. And your tears are not wasted. Your prayers are not wasted. Your fasting are not wasted. That you have been hurt even by your very own people. And just release, forgive. God will vindicate you and you'll see the goodness of God. Father, I just thank you. I release your blessing. Wipe away her tears of sorrow. Give her tears of joy, tears of victory. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just feel a wind of change coming. A wind of change that's going to turn your situation around. That's going to turn your situation around. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. Thank you, Jesus. It's been difficult times and season. But God is saying that He's going to cause the crooked path to be made straight. God's going to cause the rocky road to be made smooth. You're going to see the mountain removed and the valley lifted up. And God's grace, God's hand will be upon your life and your family. Continue to press in. You will certainly see the breakthrough. Father, bless my dear sister, Lord. I give you praise. I give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Is there someone here you're looking for a job? You're looking for a job. You've lost a job. You're looking for a job. Stand to your feet right now. Just stand to your feet right now. How many of you know God provides? Amen? That word is for those of you who have been eating crumbs that falls on the table. God is inviting you to sit on the table. Just lift your hands to Jesus. Those of you who need a job, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Father, I just thank you that you make room for these people. They will have the favor of God that as they go and apply, as they go for interview, Lord, your favor will be upon him and those who are standing right now, Father. I thank you. I thank you that no more delay, Father, that you send forth your angel and prepare a place, a job for my dear brother. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those who are standing right now. Standing right now. Thank you, Lord. There is a bright future ahead of you. You just need to trust God. You just need to surrender your life to God. And God's going to bless you with a wonderful job. And you're going to be blessed and be a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. There's a bright future ahead of you. Just walk close with God and you'll see the wonderful things of God in your life. Thank you, Father. Bless her, Father. In Jesus' name, your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, neither has it entered into your heart the great things God has in store for you. And as you walk uprightly before God, no good things will the Lord withhold from you. Receive in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Receive. Thank you, Lord. Grant. Is this your child? Thank you, Father. Lord, just thank you for your grace upon the father. Lord, it's been difficult, but thank you, Jesus. You know, God is making a pearl out of the whole situation. Do you know how pearls are formed? You know what's pearl? A little grain of sand fall into the oyster, and it caused a lot of pain, a lot of irritation. But the pain, the irritation, the bleeding caused something inside the oyster to come out and just pacify this grain of sand. And in the process of time, a pearl is formed. God is working something in your lives. That are you, the mother? God is working something in your family, in your life, and God is going to give you pearls. A beautiful pearl will be formed out of an irritation and a difficult situation. Father, I just thank you that you bless my brother and my sister, Lord. Lord, at this point of time, it's so hard. It's so difficult. But your grace is always sufficient. You have asked many times, why, Lord? Why must this happen to me? What wrong did I do? God says, you did not do anything wrong. But surely, God's grace is sufficient for you. God's strength will be made perfect in your weakness. That every day, you will receive a special grace, a special strength to see you through. For I'm working something that you cannot see. I'm working something that you cannot understand. But even if you do not understand, says the Lord, hold my hand. I'll walk you through. I'll walk you through. You will see my mercy. You will see my grace. You will see my goodness. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you wipe away her tears of pain and sorrow. Give her tears of joy and rejoicing. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. I remember one time I was ministering and I called up a lady. And I said, you are like diamond. You have gone through so much pressure, so much heat. You know how diamonds are formed? Under intense heat and pressure. And she was very blessed by the word. And when she finished, she came up to me and said, Pastor, do you know my name is Diamond? How many of you here don't like your name? You don't like your name. Do you know you can ask God for a new name? Anybody here, you don't like your name or you want to have a new name? You're all happy. Praise the Lord. Where are you from? You're from Ghana. You don't speak Swahili, right? It's a beautiful country. I've been to Ghana. God has sent you here for a divine purpose. It's part of training. It's part of molding. It's part of trusting God. And even as you are grounded here, you are rooted here. You are rooted downwards, you're going to bear fruits upwards. Within 3 years, you're going to see many good things of God in your life. Give yourself to the Lord. Give yourself to the Lord. God has an assignment, a ministry for your life. You have many gifts and talent God placed upon your life. You're a woman of great sharpness. And God's going to cause favor to rest upon you. And you're going to be blessed and influence even people in high places in the days ahead. And just give yourself to the Lord. God's going to bless you. In 3 years, you're going to see many wonderful things. Receive in the name of Jesus. Amen. How many of you are blessed? Amen. Thank you. Give Jesus a wonderful clap offering. God bless you. And maybe another time. All right?
Give the Lord. Well, let's thank Pastor Paul for ministering so wonderfully. Thank you so much. All right, wonderful. All right, the Lord bless you and keep you. You know, by the way, when you see other people being prophesied over by faith, you can also receive it. Is that true, Pastor Paul? If it hits your spirit, you also receive it. Lord, me too. I take it. So don't think, oh, I didn't get a prophecy. Don't do that. Just by faith, reach out, appropriate it to yourself, okay? The Lord bless you and keep you. All right. All right. Hey, praise God. You're blessed. Amen. Amen.